And Joseph ultimately then names his two sons Ephraim and Manasseh. You know what's interesting about Joseph too is that I think it's kind of easy to give thanksgiving when you've gone through some hard things in your past and you've kind of made it through and you can look back and say, I made it through. And at this point in Genesis chapter 41, you see Joseph has gone all the way from the pit to the prison and he's number two in the land and he can kind of sit back and say, oh my goodness, I'm going to give thanksgiving and name Ephraim and Manasseh as thanksgivings to the Lord. That makes sense, and I think we do that as well. We're able to give thanksgiving once we've come through a hard time, a surgery and recovery, or we've come through a broken relationship and there's been healing and restoration. So I'm going to add one more little thing to my percentages here in my sermon. I'm going to say this. I would say 10% of people practice gratitude once things are finally stable and going well. And then I'll say this, about 90% of people don't practice gratitude at all, or thanksgiving. But let me add this. 0.00001% of human beings have practiced thanksgiving in the midst of great darkness and betrayal and denial. Who would do that? Who would give thanks in the midst of denial and betrayal? Take a look at the true Joseph, Jesus. That's why the story's here. You know, one of the funniest phrases here at our church, and I'm going to say it towards the end of our service, is this. On the night when he was betrayed, he gave thanks. Is that strange that in the midst of betrayal, you'd also give thanks? I don't think in the English language those two words really belong together, do they? But it's even more than that. On the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus sat around a whole bunch of individuals. There was one of them was named Peter, his close friend and ally. And Jesus knew that in that very week he had denied him. And he locked eyes with Peter in that moment. And Jesus also knew that one of those disciples would actually betray him ultimately and hand him over to the authorities. Jesus passed food to him in that moment, and they locked eyes undoubtedly. And then Jesus knew that he would be abandoned by all his disciples, and they were there in that moment. And in that space and time, in the midst of betrayal, denial, and ultimately murder, Jesus Christ gave thanks. Is that crazy? What a heart of gratitude by Jesus. Why would he do that? He did it for you. He knew God's plan wasn't really about him. He knew the plan was ultimately to bring you into his kingdom, to offer you forgiveness, to offer God's salvation for eternal life. You know, gratitude is going to be such a valuable thing in the months ahead, coming out of 2 or 3 years of difficulty. I'm going to suggest this morning that gratitude is how we flex the muscles of faith. Gratitude flexes the muscles of faith. Now, nobody, when they go to a workout, no one would complain about their muscles if they also didn't go to a gym. Another way of putting that is that if you want to have muscles, you need to exercise them in the gym, right? You can't just sit in bed and say, well, why aren't my muscles working? I wish it worked that way. You have to go to the gym and lift weights. So also with faith. Why do people not believe? I'll tell you, here's one reason. Why don't people believe? Why do they fall away from faith? They don't flex the muscles of gratitude. As soon as we share gratitude, all of a sudden things change. For Joseph, he named his two children words of thanksgiving for how he felt like God had provided in his life. What could you do this week? Well, you could go ahead and flip the slide here. You could do something like this. This happened just on Friday afternoon here at Peace. I don't know how many bags were filled. It looks like quite a few. But see, when we do good things at church, you know what we're really doing? We're flexing the muscles of gratitude so that we can have deeper faith. We're saying God's provided for us. We can provide for somebody else. How else? What else could we do to show gratitude? Well, we could just simply list all the great things that God blesses us with. How about some of these things? Do you realize that you've been given 11,000 liters of air? Yeah, it's true. Throughout your life, 11,000 liters of air. You didn't deserve it. You didn't make it. You didn't develop it. It was given to you. How about your heart? Do you know how many beats of your heart you get throughout your life? 3 billion. You didn't deserve it. You didn't create it. You didn't create it. God gave it to you. Thousands of planes take off and they land safely. You may have had jam on your toast this morning. Of course you did. That's something to be thankful for. You have a Savior who died for your sins to open up eternal life. There is so much to be thankful for and to exercise the muscles of faith, gratitude. And you see, this is how we can make an impact with others in our community. Because gratitude is a powerful, powerful way to witness in how in who we believe our God to be. When we express gratitude, really what we're doing is saying this. We recognize that God's got everything taken care of. The universe is working the way that it should. Now, when we go the other route and say the world is falling apart and everything's going wrong, do you know what we're kind of saying to people? We're kind of saying, God can't handle it. God's not in control. But when we list our gratitude, we're really giving testimony about how our God can handle and how he is working in our life and what he is providing. And I don't know about you, but I haven't really witnessed well when I explain technical details of the faith, like how the Trinity works. No one's been like, wow, Pastor Jeremy, that made a lot of sense. I'd like to join your church. No one's ever said that. Or, I just deciphered the two natures of Christ, human and divine. Oh, I want to join your church. I've never had that conversation. What I have had is moments in which people have shared their gratitude to me, and I've been inspired by them. Really, what they're talking about is their belief in God and how he provides. And what I've done is shared my gratitude, and that's inspired and become contagious for them. So are you a part of the 10%? What can you do to share gratitude and flex the muscles of faith? Let's pray about that today. Dear Lord, we thank you for Joseph, never complained, never said I deserve, never listed off the problems in his life and how things were bad in the past. Lord, give us that heart, and then help us today too to see the true Joseph, which was Jesus, who, wow, in the midst of darkness, in the depths of denial, betrayal, abandonment, gave thanks. Lord, as we experience our darkness, move us to flex our muscles of faith so that we can practice gratitude and really rely on how you do provide for us each day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.